Johnny McGrody is one of those. A high hit and hope from Johnny McGrody. Going to drop in around the house. McElwee's in there. He palms it down. And it's going to go out and be marked as a wide. And there is the full-time whistle. It's all over. And it means McCools are going into the draw for the quarterfinals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship after a 215-17.1 against Downing's here today. But we had a cracker of a fixture. Remember, McCools were leading by 8 points at the break. We had that goal coming from Marty O'Reilly, but Downing's had a spirited comeback in the second half where they knocked over a number of 2-pointers and they brought it back to just a score. McCools went for the guts of nearly 20 minutes without a score in that second half, but it was their second goal from Chad McSorley which put them in the driving seat once again. It has finished 216 to 17 points, and McCools, I would say they were worried for a big chunk of that second half because Downing's were certainly putting the pressure on them, but they managed to see it out and they got probably the biggest score of the game right at the end.
They did indeed, yeah. That Chad McSorley goal came at a hugely relieful time for Gary Wilson and McCools because they were under a lot of pressure. They were under the cosh, so they were, and it was a brave, brave performance for Downing's. They really pushed them all the way in the second half. We spoke about halftime, you know, could the track claw back that 8-point lead? They brought it back all the way, so they did, but just couldn't get over the line. But you have to give, you know, McCools have had this habit throughout the championship of building up big leads and surrendering them then as the second half progressed. Today they got enough to see it out, so they did, with the Chad McSorley goal. And Conor McGinty, who had a fantastic game for them, ended up with 6 points. Chad McSorley scored a goal and a point, but Marty Riley too got on an awful lot of boil. I suppose what's worrying from a McCools point of view, you know, losing Kevin McCormick to that what looked like a hamstring injury with Oisin Gallen, that's two of their full forward line that are doubtful now for a quarter final next week, Oisin. But they'll be just happy to be back in the hat. Touch Sean Martin too at six, centre half back, had a really, really strong game for them today. He was been tagged by Ronan Pessoa a lot of the time. He didn't maybe feature as much on the front foot, but played really, really well. And you know, McCools, despite missing Oisin Gallen, losing Kevin McCormick, have enough to come out 216 to 17 points, and you know, they'll be happy to be going into a quarter final and hopefully get them time to rehab a couple of them injuries, Oisin.
Yeah, so that means McCools go into the hat for the quarter final draw, which takes place later on this evening, round about 6:30 after the Four Masters Glen Swilly game, which is due to start now in over a half an hour's time at 5 o'clock in the second game of the double header here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. So McCools are into the hat along with Niamh Connell, Terman, Dunloe, Gwydor, St Michael's and Kilcar for that senior draw. So there's one more spot to be filled and it's going to be the winners of Four Masters and Glen Swilly. And remember that they have to finish today. So if the game is level at full time, we will be going to extra time and penalties if required.